something that you would use when you were rounding up cattle that you would crack whip. Like this? A what?
Crack the whip.
Uh-huh. Was it ever called anything besides a whip?
I don't think so.
No.
I wonder if you ever heard the word quirt. Q-U-I-R-T.
Oh yeah, but I never thought of...
What is that?
I thought a quirt was a smaller
okay.
a whip than a whip.
Okay.
I thought maybe that's where quirt you...
is a short piece that you've made to carry on a saddle horn and use it when you're riding a horse.
Okay.
Instead of rounding cattle. Of course, you have to make the horse go to round up the cattle.
So you'd hit the horse with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would they have used on the ranch to get tools sharpened, or knives, or was there
grindstone?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did they have pieces of wood that they would use? Sometimes they were in the form of an A, or sometimes in the form of an X. That they would, and they would have a piece going across that they would cut on. What was that called?
We've had them. I know what you're talking about. What do we call that, Victor? It had the. We used to put it under the boards when we cut up the pigs. Those. They had the legs that came down this way and a piece across here. And then this piece that went down to that other set of legs.
Do you ever call it sawhorse?
Yes, a sawhorse.
Yeah.
Call it a buck, a sawbuck?
Sawbuck,
yeah,
it could have been.
Okay.
Buck, sawbuck, or sawhorse.
Okay.
We used to generally call them sawhorses.
Did you ever have fences that were made out of anything besides... wood and steel. Did you ever have any fences that were made out of like stone that were round?
We never did.
Okay.
Now they did in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between a stone and a rock? I've heard those two terms and I'm wondering what the difference is between them.
You know, I don't believe that there's very much difference in them, unless it would be the material that it's made out of, like a sandstone and a granite rock.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of the way I would distinguish.
Don't you think that'd be right?
Well, they're all rocks, and some of them's made out of granite. That granite rock, that indicates what kind of a rock it is.
Okay.
The rock and stone is the same thing.
Okay.
I never thought of that before.
I'm just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have different kinds of plows? Do you remember different types of plows?
Well, they had the riding plow and the walking plow and the moldboard plow.
The gang plow.
And the gang plow.
Mm-hmm. Disc plow.
Okay. Would they have always called them plows? That's what they would have been called?
I think so,
okay.
But I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a tool called a gee-whiz?
What?
A gee-whiz.
Gee-whiz.
Okay. Have you, you mentioned a little while ago a scraper.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a metal, I would say it was made of iron, and it's kind of a scoop shape, flat on the bottom, with a thin edge down here, and you can fasten, and it has two handles on the back side. And you can hook a team of horses to it, and the men hold this scraper and they dig out the ditches or the canals.
Okay.
Or
what did would they ever have other names for, like big earth moving equipment like that, stuff that might have even been bigger to move?
Well, I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
Now.
I was wondering back then, did they have other names for a scraper?
They have a backhoe.
Okay.
Now that would be a scraper
okay.
type thing,
yeah.
wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a forearm